It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 10th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Yesterday's COVID-19 testing numbers in North Dakota read like this: 1,624 tests were completed. Only 22 came back positive, just a 1.3 positive percentage. There are now 2,901 total cases. Of those, 2,450 have recovered, 32 people currently hospitalized, and there have been 72 deaths so far. Not too many surprises came out of the 2020 North Dakota primary election. Kelly Armstrong will still represent the Republican Party in the representative in Congress race. He'll be opposed by Democrat Zach Racknerud. Current Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, they will represent the Republican Party in the governor race. On the Democratic side, it'll be Shelley Lenz and Ben Vig. And finally, the Superintendent of Public Instruction primary, Kirsten Baszler, took 54% in the nonpartisan group. She has been in the news in the last year. She'll be opposed by John J. Jensen on the nonpartisan side. Police in Fargo are still looking for any information on the whereabouts of a missing 16-year-old. From ValleyNewsLive.com, the Fargo Police Department is still looking for Gabriela Samaniego. The runaway juvenile has been missing since June 1st. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, NewsDakota.com.